This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. First of all, I'd like to wish you all a blessed last final nights of Ramadan. Let us all, inshallah ta'ala, try to take advantage of these final nights. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who will be saved from hellfire in these blessed nights. As every night in Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jalla chooses those who will be saved. May Allah make us amongst them. Today, inshallah, we'll cover three surahs: Surah Fussilat, Surah Ash-Shura, and Surah Az-Zukhruf. Fussilat, Ash-Shura, and Az-Zukhruf. These surahs, all of them are Mekki surahs. And we'll start with Surah Fussilat. They are also called Al-Hawameen. Seven of these surahs, all of them, the seven of these final ones, are called Al-Hawameen. Why they're called Al-Hawameen? Because they start with Hameen. Aywa. Because they all start with Hameen. And what is Hameen? Man qal ha? Haruf al-Tahajji. Nah. Yes, sir. Now, they're all from the Hawameen. They talk about the merits of the Quran, of the Kitab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also talk about Musa, a lot about Musa. As I mentioned previously, that Musa is the Nabi that is mentioned the most in the Quran. And his struggle with Bani Israel, and also how the hardship that he endured with Bani Israel. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ فَاخْتُلِفَ فِيهِ. They differed. And here we talk about the importance of unity versus disunity, the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood. As I mentioned this today, if you remember in the Surah Az-Zumar, you know, Surah Az-Zumar, by the way, when I spoke about it, but you know, Zumar in itself means group. As the people of Jannah will enter in group, as the people of Hellfire will enter in groups, the people of Jannah will enter in groups as well. Allah Azza wa Jal is, you know, is not going to let everyone to enter Jannah by themselves. They will enter in groups, and I will give you an example. An example like this, here, and another example, since you stood up, then you go to Jannah, inshallah, Sheikhna. You're going to go to Jannah? Come here. So the Prophet Muhammad, you stood up. I didn't tell you to stand up, but you stood up. Prophet Muhammad, one day, he took Abu Bakr from his right hand and Abu al-Umar from his right hand, and then he left it. He says, we can enter Jannah like this, together, in one group. So inshallah ta'ala, may Allah make you amongst them. So in Jannah, we'll enter in groups. So here, the bas anta, inshallah, groups. This is why we pray tarawih in groups. This is why we break our fasting groups. We, you know, we meant to be united versus disunited. Surah Al-Fussilat talks also about the days of judgment. In the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla talk about some things that will happen in the day of judgment, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a seal on our tongue, and what will talk instead? Our skins and our flesh. People will say, and we mentioned this in Surah Yasin, يَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ الْأَرْجُلُونَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The day when Allah will put a seal on their mouth, so what would speak instead? Their feet, their bodies will speak on their four organs will speak on their behalf. So in Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 21, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Allah will bring them, and then He will show them their deeds. The people, these disbelievers, they will say, no, it's not me. You did this. La, it's not me. You said this. La, 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 it's not me. They will debate, astaghfirullah. They will not only negate and debate. Then Allah will say, who will be your witness? Prophets? La, I don't want prophets to be my witness. So who do you want to be the? I only choose to be my witness, my body, myself. I want to witness on myself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a seal on their tongue. What would speak instead? Their feet, their hands, their flesh, their skins. The eyes would say, I watched. The ears would say, I heard. You know, the hands would say, I striked. The feet would say, I walked. And then people would say, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ. They would talk to their skins. لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. The one who I made us speak is Allah. We were trying. I was trying to protect you. This man will say, the disbeliever will say, I was trying to protect you from the wrath of Allah. And then the skins will respond, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ. The one who made us speak is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a nutshell, this is Surah Fussilat. And then Surah Ash-Shura. Shura, as you say in Urdu, Mashura, or Mashurat, you know, Jama'at Da'wah Tabligh, we used to be with them, we say, Mashurat, you know, consultation with one another. As if Allah is saying, we will differ amongst one another. There will be differences. Even the Sahaba, they differed with one another. فَإِنْ اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. If you were to differ on something, return back and resort back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have shura with one another. Consult with one another. A man should consult with the household of his family. So is the father, so is the husband, so are the children. You're not always the one making decisions, but instead you do shura to bring out the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Shura also talks about His signs, the signs of this universe, and He wants us to contemplate on the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Surah Al-Zukhruf. In Arabic, when we say Masjid al-Muzakhraf, مثلاً, when you say this Masjid has Zakhrafa, Zakhrafa is like decoration. You know, it could also mean ornaments. In this particular Surah, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about gold and silver. And the people, like Fir'aun, when he says with regard to Musa alayhi salam, he says, فَلَوْلَا أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِ أَصْوَرَةٌ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ. He says, if he was to be a prophet, why didn't he come with bracelets of gold? As if, يعني, people, the surah, as if the message here is, don't be deceived with al-madahir, as we say in Arabic, al-madahir, this the marvel of this dunya. We tend to be, you know, sometimes who do we befriend? Sometimes our youth, they try to befriend those at school. Sometimes the guy who has a car, the guy who has the money, the car who the guy who dresses up nice, the girl who has this or who that. This is who we try to befriend oftentimes. Not the yani, but those who are straight. But brothers and sisters, here comes my ayah that will change your life. I'm connecting all together. This is the puzzle. An ayah that will change your life in Surah Al-Zukhruf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse number 67. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-akhillau yawma'idin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqeen. Sah? Al-akhillau, khalil. Who is khalilullah? I don't hear you. Unless you raise your hand. Ibrahim. Ibrahim. Sheikhna, you take that and you give it to the chacha next to you. Aywa. The grand chacha. All right. And one more for the chachi. Right, give it to chachi, inshallah. The grand chachi. Tayyib. Al-akhilla, khalil, comes from khulla. Khulla is like the partner, like the friend, the good friend. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-akhilla, friends, that they will be enemies to one another. Except who? Except Al-Muttaqeen. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ خَلِيلًا يَا لَيْتَنِ لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يا ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضرني عن الذكر بعد إجاءني. So this man will bite on his hands that day. He will say, I wish I took the path or I followed the path of the Prophet. I wish I did not take so and so as a friend. Friends that day will be enemies except المتقين, except the righteous. This is why the Prophet Muhammad used to say صلى الله عليه وسلم, المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. A man will follow the footsteps of his close friends. Let each one of you meticulously choose their friends. Who do you befriend at school? Who are your friends? Who are your akhila? The pious ones, the righteous ones, the one who will remind you if you tend to forget, or the ones who will only call you or come to see you whenever they need you. Who are your friends? And this is why Imam Shafi'i used to say, rahmatullah alayh, and I will end with this, he used to say, أكثروا من رفقة الصالحين. Increase from the, you know, from the righteous righteous friends. Why? He says, because they will benefit you in this dunya and they will benefit you in the day of judgment. I love how you are all watching. I love it. I'm trying to speak to the hearts. I'm not trying to speak to the ears. I want my message to reach the hearts. Brothers, listen to this. He says, the friends, they will, righteous friends, they will benefit you in this dunya and they will benefit you in the dunya, in the akhirah. He was asked, we understand how my friend can benefit me in this dunya, but how can my friend benefit me in the akhirah? He says, the day of judgment, when the salih will enter Jannah, he will look around and he will look for his khalil, and then he will not find so-and-so as his friend from the believers, but he did not make it to Jannah yet. So he will say, where is my friend so-and-so? Aina khalili? Aina khalili? Where is my friend? He says, he did not make it. He did not make it. And he's in hellfire. He's from the believers. But because of some sins, did not allow him to enter hellfire. So the man will say, Ya Rabbi, la taqtamil laddati hatta ta'tili bi habibi fulan. Oh Allah, my satisfaction will not be totally fulfilled until you bring my brother so-and-so to me here. Let him join me in Jannah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell him, go to hellfire and bring whomever you know from your righteous one. Allah will prohibit hellfire from burning him. Hadith Sahih al-Bukhari. Allah will, and he will go, because the Prophet Muhammad says that Allah Azza wa Jalla say, bring out from hellfire anybody who has mithqal darra min iman, mithqal dirham min iman, mithqal, the weight of dirham, of a coin from iman. And people will get lots of people out from hellfire, from the believers, and then go back to hellfire and get anybody who has mithqal, the weight of an atom from in hasanat. Go and get anybody, maybe somebody who said only la ilaha illallah. This is the key to enter Jannah. And then they will go to hellfire, and they will bring lots of people out from hellfire. Your friend can be amongst them, can be amongst those. If, Allah forbid, if I don't make it, please, oh Rabbi, my brother, my so-and-so, he's not here. My fulfillment, my satisfaction, my pleasure will not be fulfilled until you bring my brother with me here in Jannah. May Allah make us amongst those. This is the purpose of the surah, talking about al-akhilla. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us akhilla in this dunya and to make us akhilla in the hereafter, inshaAllah ta'ala, in Jannah, entering in Jannah together, visiting one another in Jannah together, inshaAllah ta'ala. And please, before I go, if I make it to Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala, please don't visit me for the first 500 years. 500 years, you stay on your things and stay in my, inshallah. Okay. When I make it, inshallah. I'm just joking. Zakum Allah khair, barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.